This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. It is President's Day, and about 50 minutes ago, Evan unveiled his top five elections he wish he could have voted in. Unable to vote in.
That's right.
Just go back to 1912 for one of them. So I'm here, Evan, to take a newsroom debate on the air on President's Day.
Go ahead.
The top five presidential head candidates for a WFAN Mount Rushmore.
I totally don't get what you just said.
Right.
A WFA, what?
If WFAN had a Mount Rushmore.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
They're our presidential heads.
Oh, I got
okay?
you. Oh, that's easy.
Here we go.
It's open and shut.
Here we go!
Number five.
So because the Mount Rushmore is four heads, number five is your first head out, if you will. All right?
Yeah, just missed.
Just missed. It's Boomer. Boomer's my first head out. First athlete to, you know, here, hold down two different full-time awesome morning shows. Just misses for me. He's number five.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
The next four heads are on it. That's my WFA Mount Rushmore.
See if you got it right, because to me it's open and shut.
Steve Summers.
Steve Summers.
He does make it. The schmooze makes the Mount Rushmore list here. You know why? The more you get away from Steve being here, the more you realize, actually ahead of his game with the creativity, the pieces, the monologues.
No doubt.
It wasn't just cookie cutter radio.
Right. No doubt. I heard
he's got a break room.
Yeah.
That's right. David Stearns did an interview with Pablo Torre about last week, and I listened to it. And David talked how he doesn't listen to the radio station anymore. He says something about Sean Morash ruining the station. I'm just kidding.
Oh, he's on Reddit, huh?
I'm just kidding. He just can't listen since, you know, we talk about them and the team. But he grew up, and the only names he mentioned were Mike and the Mad Dog and Steve Summers.
How about that? All right, here we go.
Number three.
Number three, I am putting Don Imus on this list. And I understand it and ended horribly, and it is unforgivable what he did.
Controversial.
Very controversial.
Have you ever seen Mount Rushmore?
Very controversial.
I mean, well,
good point.
But it's just the idea for that long to be an anchor, well-known, reputable, at the time, talk show host and hold down the mornings really, I thought, helped this station survive and thrive early on. So, again, I'm not excusing how this ended with Don Imus, but for his contributions prior to that, I am putting him on the Mount Rushmore. Okay, here we go.
Number two.
It's Mad Dog Russo. Look. It's Dog. I mean, everybody who grew up, you were a Dog guy, you were a Mike guy. Dog is on the list at number two.
Mm-hmm. Number one.
And Big Mike. Francesa does make number one. That's the first head on for me. Continued after Dog left. Re-came back. Apps that we didn't know existed. The ultimate iconic WFAN figure. That's my Mount Rushmore.
So, to me, it's open and shut. Don Imus is George Washington. The station just doesn't go anywhere without him. It doesn't matter if you liked him, disliked him, or whatever. There's no WFAN without Don Imus. That's pure fact.
Okay,
Mike will tell you that, too.
Okay.
Okay, so he's number one. Mike Francesa, Christopher Russo, no doubt, same thing. The fourth one is where it gets complicated. And John Minko has always gotten it right on what the fourth head is. The fourth head is not a person's head. It's not Steve Summers. It's not Mark Chernoff. It's not my man Joe Beningo.
It's a fan.
It's the New York Mets logo.
What?
Because the Mets coming to WFAN. Again, the other thing that made this station work, this station doesn't go anywhere.
But that's, that's not what this is.
But Minka said that.
I
agree with Minka.
You can say, that's not the argument then. The argument is the Mets are one of the four most important parts of WFAN. Right. That's not what a Mount Rushmore is. You can't put Mr. Mets head on this. Right. You have to pick a person at the station.
If it's got to be a person at the station, and to back up my Mets point, it's Bob Murphy.
All right. All right.
My point to you is, this station doesn't exist without those things.
All right. I mean, look,
any
that's
one
fine.
Of those things doesn't happen, we're not sitting here right now, whether it's Don, Mike, Chris, or the Mets. So you need me to pick a name? It's Bob Murphy.
All right. I'm fine with that.
By the way, Joe Minko agrees with me, and Minko is the official WFA
but it's not
historian.
A person.
I just gave you Bob Murphy.
You gave me Bob Murphy. I could live with that. You can't
say
the Mets. You can't say the Mets. And I would tell Mink to his face, you're wrong, Mink. You got to pick somebody.
If I had to pick a person, then it's clearly Beningo. Sorry. Sorry to Boomer. Sorry to Steve. It's Joe B.
Joe B. over
the overnights, man. He took the overnights to another level. He did middays for a million years. My man, Joe B. I'm loyal.
I think you're above Joe B. at this point.
I'm not above Joe B. Shut up. I'm not even in the
top 10. How long was Joe B. here?
I think he started in 95-ish, 96. And he's still technically here.
Right.
I mean, he works on Saturdays, so since 96.
I see. I understand.
What? I understand.
Well, first of all,
I'll be loyal to my
first
guy.
Of all,
he understands. It's obvious.
Craig was also your guy. He was part of two shows.
I spoke to Robert Saleh last night.
I love Craig. Craig's not on the Mount Rushmore. What am I going to tell you? I love him.
I get it. I understand.
He may not like it, but he's close.
You're finding a way to get yourself in the conversation.
I'm not on it.
By putting Joe in the conversation, it's going to lead to people saying, well, how about Evan?
No, not me.
So this is a circumventing way.
No, because it's Joe overnight. It's not Joe midday. It's not Joe working with me. It's Joe in the overnight. I grew up listening to the guy. I mean, he inspired a lot of people. So it has nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Middays, it's just Joe B's Joe B.
I would say this, knowing Craig the way I know him,
he would not put himself on the Mount Rushmore, but he'd put himself ahead of Boomer.
and Joe B.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's true. All right, there you have it.
All right, thank you, Sean. Cinco de Five-O every day at 5 o'clock. Let's get to some of your calls, 888-808-1019. A lot been discussed today. Francisco Lindor's captainship, the injuries to the Mets and the Yankees. Pete Alonso is back. Let's go to Jim and Rye. How are you, Jim?
Hey. Listen, I heard the guy call before about Stanton, and he said that he had had tennis elbow. So have I. First of all, it's incredibly painful, number one. And it may sound silly, but it's totally debilitating. You can barely hold something. And there is a treatment short of surgery that I had. I'm sure a lot of people have had. It's called PRP, you know, which you guys may be familiar with. It's platelet-rich plasma, where right. they take blood from your arm. You know, they take it out, they spin it, and then they extract the plasma and they put it back in. The problem is, it's incredibly painful to administer that, and it takes probably 2 months for it to be effective.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know if the Yankees are talking about doing that with Giancarlo Stanton's multiple tennis elbows, but I don't think there's any doubt this is a concerning injury that Giancarlo's already dealing with.
Well, he also played with it a year ago, at least according to the report, so... It's bad, but probably not something that's debilitating to the point where he needs to get an advanced treatment in order to just be viable. And he's going to be on the shelf for 2 months. It doesn't feel like that, because if that was the case, I am positive this would have been addressed more than right before the start of the season.
Right.
Right. This would have been addressed last offseason, not a month before the regular season
starts. It got better and then got worse again.
Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. If it's something he dealt with all of last season, clearly they would have monitored it this offseason and had some sort of treatment plan, not just show up in spring training and say, yeah, you know, you're out for a month. This doesn't make sense. This is likely a pain tolerance thing, and he just doesn't want the month of wear and tear to make it worse than it already is.
Mike in Manalapan. How are you today, Mike?
I'm good. I'm going to throw something in because I didn't see this coming.
Yeah.
I turned 18 in 1980. My first presidential election was Reagan. Mm-hmm. And the only one I would have rather voted for or had a chance to would have been Lincoln.
There you go.
Anyway.
Amen.
Back in the 80s, I was captain of my dart team, captain of my bowling team, and captain of my softball team. Do you know how many people cared about that?
Your mother and your father.
No, just me. Nobody else. Nobody else.
But it's
you know that Tony Gwynn was never captain.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe that you have to be the Triple Crown winner to be the captain. But like even the 80s Mets, 86 Mets, I think Ray Knight was a bigger leader than anybody on that team.
Well, they didn't win after Ray Knight left. Remember, he was gone after the 86 season. And I mentioned this on the Rico when I was talking about Met captains. All the Met captains, Keith Hernandez, Gary Carter, John Franco, David Wright, they were named captains at the end of their tenures. Like, their great success happened before they were captains. Keith in 87, Gary in 88. Well, they won the World Series in 86. They were both off the team by 89.
Yeah.
John Franco in 01, he's off the team by 04. David Wright in 2013, not his fault, had a lot of injuries, but the best of David was before that. So sometimes, at least with the Mets, being a captain's been the kiss of death. Joe is in New Jersey. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Big fan.
Appreciate it.
Love the show.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man. What's up?
I am calling in because I have the answer to fixing the All-Star weekend.
Go ahead.
All right.
I think they should do one versus ones. So you take the center from the East, you take the center from the West, say Anthony Davis versus Carl Anthony Towns. You throw 4 minutes up on the scoreboard and let them go.
By the way,
and it's one-on-one. You do forwards versus forwards, guards versus guards.
Joe, your idea of having, and I would take it a step further, I would have a tournament. That would be my All-Star week. I would have a one-on-one tournament. Would be awesome. The guys aren't going to do it. They're not going to buy in.
Right. So there's a chance to be embarrassed.
Absolutely. It's why stars aren't a part of the dunk contest. If you go back, and you got to fact check me on this one, Teak, in 1999 during the lockout, there was talk of one-on-one basketball. Guys were trying to make money. There was no NBA. And I think Hakeem Olajuwon was involved. I think it was Hakeem versus Shaq. I mean, you double check me on this one, but this was a thing. And I remember thinking, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be great. Just like now. And forget about it. Same position. Screw it. Let's have Kevin Durant versus Steph Curry. Whatever. Let's go. It would be amazing, but you got to get a buy-in from players. And I don't think you're ever going to get a buy-in from players because of, like, what you said, the risk of embarrassment.
And the risk of just hurting yourself.
And the risk of injury.
Because I know it seems like an exhibition, but if it really comes down to it, it's going to get intense.
Dude, it's intense.
Exactly.
And so, it's intense.
Yeah, I can't see that happening.
No, it'll never happen.
It's an interesting thought, but
we'd watch
it happen.
We'd watch it. Oh, I mean, to his point, like, there's nothing you can do with the games to make it more interesting. I forget who suggested it. One of the active players, it may have been Damian Lillard, or maybe he was SGA. I'm sorry. One of the active NBA players the other day said, I got a great idea. Let's copy baseball.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes, and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.